The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're going to talk about the Irish language first, though, because the government have announced its national plan for Irish language public services, which will improve the level of public services that are offered through the national language. But Lorraine Courtney, in her column in The Independent today, is talking about what she describes as maybe an imbalance in terms of investment and attention for the language. She alleges that too much focus is paid on those who already speak the language to ensure they get the public services that they need. Now, she's not decrying the fact that they get the public services they want and need through Irish, but rather that there is very little regard given to the, I think, 72%, according to the most recent survey, of the population who don't have Irish or don't have confidence to use their Irish. And instead, that should be the focus. And then we might find ourselves in a situation that they have in Wales, where you've got great growth in recent years. With me to discuss all of this, Micheál Nualán, who's the director of Balliol Cliath Gaeilge. Micheál, it's good to see you. And thanks a million for coming back into us.
Thank you.
Does she have a point about the lack of focus on all of those people who either don't have it or don't have the confidence to use what they have?
Well, she does, because like you mentioned there, Wales, the efforts that are made there to make it kind of more accessible in everyday life. Obviously, you know, with the mention of this plan now that Spare, it's like, obviously that's more of a focus towards people who have Irish. But at the same time, you know, this 20%, this magic figure, where that going to come from if we don't actually focus on where the funding is going to be allocated? We need to have more incentives there. I can talk about a few of the incentives that are offered there by Balliol Cliath Gaeilge to make it everyday and accessible to those who might be a bit Gaeilge curious.
Yeah, so give us an example of the type of things that you guys would run.
Yeah, so we have a business network, first of all. So we have about 40 businesses in our network where you can come in and there's no screwdriver, there's no tests on how your Irish is. It's if you're happy to go in there and use your couple of fuckle, regardless if that's fluent or if that's literally a bit of rusty Gaeilge, you can use it there. So there's a lot of methods in place, posters up to find what staff speak Irish. If you want to order, say if it's a coffee shop, that you can go in there and order your flat white or you can order your cappuccino. Oh, and it's how to do
Bonine.
It as Os Gaeilge.
Bonin,
there it is.
Flat white, there we are.
That's it. So it has to be more. It has to be more day to day, because what was mentioned in the article, which made a lot of sense, is stuff that's kind of accessible to us, like our gyms, like our cafes, like our pubs, which you have a number of in the network as well, where you can order. And there's an incentive there for people to go in, and it's more day to day. Then it's transactional, but they feel like they're after achieving something. And then after they've done that, they said, "Actually, it's not as hard as I thought it was in school. I can go and find the next thing. It might, maybe it's a Igfrastalir Rongaeilge, or maybe it might be going out and actually speaking a couple of folk to someone whom you know might be wanting to be." Using their bit of Gaeilge as well, more so than they are currently.
Yeah, because I think people who, look, there's people who don't want to engage, and that's absolutely fine. And then there's a cohort of people who want to, and they maybe feel they're stuck in this halfway house where they start the Duolingo or whatever it happens to be, or they do a few courses, they're watching a few videos, and they kind of feel like they can't attempt any of the above until they're almost that kind of fawn you're wearing level. You know what I mean? That there's this big dirt in the middle. It's almost like press one if you want to continue this conversation in Irish, press two if you want to continue it in English. And they'd like a press three if you want to kind of muddle through a little bit using both.
Yeah, absolutely. And like we say, when we go abroad, we say that there's no problem in you know, making your effort in French and you're not afraid of someone slagging your French. But in Ireland, you're afraid to use your Irish. And it's something that we go back to our old methods of how the language is implemented. So we need to get it into the day-to-day talking of Irish. And at least in the number of 4 years that we've after seen such great growth in, it's in the media, it's in arts, it's hopefully going to be better in education, that we can say that this is where it's going to improve. But it needs to be daily. It needs to be something that's outside of the institutions that are mentioned in that article. It needs to be saying, okay, there is cookie cutter holes, like there is stuff around the civil service, there's stuff around third level education, but it needs to be day to day for it to be alive and well, which we'd argue it definitely is, but there definitely needs to be more support.
Yeah, and the other thing, and you mentioned it kind of being made day to day, and Splunk here in News Talk, they never talk about the language. They never ever make a point of never talking about the language. Instead, they talk about everything else through the language. Mm. And that's the other thing, I think, that people who are, as you said, Gaeilge curious, and they start to learn a little bit. And I see, I'm describing myself in all these conversations, you find yourself every time you're speaking Irish, you're speaking about Irish, you know, about the fact that you're learning it, about kind of getting the bit of whinnying after using couple of focal here and there, whatever it happens to be. And actually, sometimes I think, God, you know, it'd be much better off if I was just doing something else And the Irish was kind of, was just the medium that we were doing it through.
Yeah, it's tagged on to the end of something that already works well. Like I mentioned before, Na Gaeilge Óga, which is a football club, it's a GAA club that's involved, it's based out in Lucan, but one of the fastest growing GAA clubs in the country, which we were kind of laughed about when it was first founded, saying that it won't work in Dublin because there's no Gaeltacht here. And now we've proven all the doubters wrong. And that exactly is language through immersion. You need to immerse yourself in it. And it's a happy kind of accident that you're doing something that you enjoy at the end. And you'd be amazed. We've people from all over the world who come and they're fluent in the terminology around GAA, maybe wouldn't be completely fluent in, say, the Tishal Ginnadoc or whatever you might be saying if you want to go down the grammar route. Mm. But isn't it more important that the language is being used rather than everything is 100% perfect?
Fionnuala Jones is with us as well, the podcaster and broadcaster. Would I call you Gaeilge Curious, Fionnuala?
Gaeilge Curious, certainly. Níl mé lifa in Aonchur, but I am back learning. I am back training. I am back at Clochta practicing. And I'm delighted about it. It was one of the best things I've done so far.
Tell me about the practicing then. How do you practice?
The practicing, you know what my friend Makara Kerry told me today, because she's fluent in Gaeilge and she does grinds and teaches and all that jazz. She says talking to yourself in the car, you'll probably look crazy, but at least if you don't maybe have someone to talk to, if you're talking to yourself in the car like that, like I, as your guest was saying, they're ordering Os Gaeilge. I was working in Connemara earlier in the year and I found myself getting more and more confident as I was just ordering your lunch or whatever, Os Gaeilge, listening to things, Os Gaeilge. We're so blessed with the resources we have now in terms of podcasts. And it goes back to that thing of immersion where you're hearing about your day-to-day things, interesting topics, but it's Os Gaeilge. It's just in the language. So you're automatically kind of rethinking in the language again, you know?
It's funny. I talk to myself in the car all the time. I could drive the whole way from Kilkenny to Dublin and talk to myself. And I could talk to myself in the car when there's other people in the car. My wife will often say to me, "You know, you're talking to yourself." And my hands will be moving. I'll be doing gestures. I'll be having an entire conversation. So this is that would actually be an easy step, something easy for me to implement.
Well, I'm delighted. You should definitely do it.
Given I've already lost my mind to a degree and I talk to myself. But it's like, I just wonder as well to a degree, you know, when some people kind of complain about the lack of service or the lack of attention, there's a bit of lack of effort sometimes. Is there, Micheál? Oh. I mean, and Fionnuala, like, is there a bit of lack of effort?
I think there is. I don't know what Micheál thinks, but I think even purely just speaking from my own perspective, I think I resisted relearning for a long time because I said it's going to be too hard, row yacker, all this. But you have to want to. And I really did. And I think there is the lack of confidence thing, the mortification thing of, oh, geez, they're all Gaeilge Orlies. They're all fluent. Like, I can't even try my Gaeilge British in front of them. And the thing I've learned again from working with Gaeilge Ors and being around Gaeilge Ors, they do not care. They would rather you're using it and asking questions and being curious and getting things wrong and trying as opposed to sitting there not speaking it at all, you know?
Yeah, I just, like, it's probably a fact that's not often acknowledged, Micheál, because I guess people who are promoting the language are so eager to promote it. They don't want to sound like they're putting up barriers. But there may be no harm in just acknowledging, you know, a bit of work is needed if you are starting from scratch, certainly. But even if you're going to go back and learn it, you know, you've got to put in some time. It's like learning a musical instrument, you'd be told, you know, you've got to go and practice this every day for a few minutes if you're going to be any good at it.
Absolutely. That's how we have to come and approach it. You know, it's I know that there is this kind of old idea that, oh, Christian Brothers, that was bet into me, you know, and that's the reason why if I try it now, I'm going to be beaten with a stick. But it is the opposite now. It really is that people are much more open to the conversation. And as you said there, like, it's 99.99% of people who are Gaeilge, who have Gaeilge or Gaeilge Ors, they'd be delighted that you're actually using the time to speak Irish to them. Like in the Plan Fáiste, Conor na Gaeilge have recommended, there's all types of supports that we've recommended as part of the budget that we outlined to have Irish for every adult that wants to have it, wants to use their course of Gaeilge to get that kind of fluency up, as well as in the Plan Fáiste for every student should get the opportunity to go to the Gaeltacht, because it's a massive crisis in the Gaeltacht, not only just with housing, but the Ballantees and everything, that the supports aren't there for them to go and continue this, because that's where the language is born. It's where, if you have any interest in Gaeilge, that you'll be able to see it from the richest way that it was ever taught and ever spoken. And it'll be a shame if they'll be gone in our lifetime, because that's the heritage and that's the richness gone. There has to be a kind of a joined approach as well, because you mentioned at the start that Wales are doing Trojan work. They
yeah.
Kind of,
well, when you look at Wales, what did they do? What's kind of some of the low hanging fruit from the Welsh experience that you'd say, listen, that is a no brainer. Do that here.
Yeah. So what they kind of do, which is, could be very simply implemented, it would be the school clusters. So they have all the Welsh speaking Welsh schools. They would have a coordinator attached to that school, and then that person would know that school through thick and thin, in depth, and they'd know what the strengths of the students are, whether it's sports, drama, culture, and then they would attach extracurricular things to that school in the evening time with the parents to really give it its best kind of foothold. Because a lot of the time when I was in school, outside the school gate, it was never spoken again until I went to school the next day. This would continue Welsh in the ordinary sphere then afterwards. And we're seeing Cardiff as the only place where it's actually starting to grow. So that's a really tangible low-hanging fruit, as you mentioned there. Something that's great, that's doing well, very well in Ireland, that we can also take a kind of nod from, is in Belfast, which would they'd be running on a shoestring budget compared to down south. But they offer the likes of apprenticeships and workshops that are there, like further educational things that you can actually do in Irish. You know, why not do it in Irish? If you had the opportunity to go to school, Oscoelga, you could actually say, oh, well, I'm actually making a tangible effort to use this to my benefit, where you could go and do a FITAC course. It could be, whether it's in culinary, whether it's being a hairdresser, beautician, you can all do that through Irish.
Ray is having none of it. He thinks we should be learning something useful like German or French instead. Alan from Dublin says, I'd love to see programmes like Fair City that a lot of people watch, throwing in a few basic phrases, even something like Slán or Díogaith, to normalise some basic day-to-day phrases being used and normalise the language for people in conversation. Owen says, broken Irish better than no Irish. And Heinz Bar and Stony Batter will knock €1 off your first order when you order. There's the incentive we need. A financial/alcohol-based incentive. They are an Irish-speaking bar with the owner from Connemara. Most of the staff speak fluently as well. So kind of a lot of support other people kind of given out about the way it was taught, as always happens when you have these conversations. Fionnuala, what... over the time you've kind of decided to relearn or re-engage with it, what one thing has made the biggest difference?
Oh, good question. It probably is the talking to yourself thing. You have to be using it. You have to be a clocked it. Even if someone isn't, or, you know, like my partner might be at home, or I might have friends, even if they're not responding to me, Oscuelga, if I'm talking to them, Oscuelga, and they understand, I think that's the biggest thing. If you're not using it, you lose it. You know what I mean? And it just takes so much more than to re-engage the brain and be thinking in the language. Whereas if you're always kind of constantly immersed in it a little bit, it's so much easier the next time you go and do a class or do something else, and you don't feel as embarrassed or rusty or anything like that. It's just kind of, it is the consistency and the commitment. But again, as Micheál said, it's not being the thing of using it as a stick to beat yourself with. Like the chong is beautiful. Like it's, we should be using it. We should be embracing it 100%.
Someone else here. PE through Irish from junior infants. I am a big advocate of doing activities in school through Irish. I think it's a great way to learn it. Somebody else here, though, like I say, there's detractors as well. Kieran, ask your listeners to tell you the last time somebody said to them, can't talk to you now, I have to watch Nuacht. Utter pseudo snobbery and ideology. I'm not sure that's as strong an argument as you think, because I can't remember the last time somebody said to me, I can't talk to you now, I have to watch the news either. So, you know, that just doesn't happen anyway, does it? No, the world of linear television is dead, deader than the Irish language. The only way to save it is to open new Gaelscoil in the country. Until every primary school is a Gaelscoil, you need to be immersed in a language to learn it. Why aren't there ads, as Joe and Galway on TV, that teach people Irish sentences we can use every day, three sentences, 30 seconds, run it for a few weeks and then do a different one. So listen, lots of suggestions coming in as well. But again, like I come back to the point I made, Micheál, I think that there are sometimes more resources out there, I think, than people realise. And you just listed off all the ones that your service provides, Le Gaeilge, you've got Cunra na Gaeilge, you've got kind of branches of them all over the country. Yeah. Not in every county. I notice when you click on Kilkenny on their website, it says there is no affiliated branch. So there's also a little drop down then when I talk about effort to say, be the first to set it up. And I've never clicked on that either. So listen, there are services out there as well for people to engage with, aren't there?
Absolutely. And like it's where there's a will, there's a way with it. And we have to stop thinking in this old kind of narrative that it is these kind of old institutions and that's all there is now. There's everything that you can do in English. You can absolutely do it in Irish. And like,
should there be a wonky faunia for people who only have a few words?
We've a few. We've some for Baileachaoimh Le Gaeilge as well that say, Agam and Lera Gwelgalum. It's just okay. A shell that they're, that's the incentive again. So it's, I often akin it to someone who's a vegetarian going in to ask for the vegetarian option in a restaurant. It's the last thing they want to say. Same with someone who wants to speak Irish. The last thing they want to say is, would you have a couple of fuckle, you know? Whereas we kind of take that awkwardness away. There's that many methods up in place in the shop that say this person here with signs all pointing towards them that say that they speak Irish. So go and use your couple of fuckle there.
All right. Very few of our teachers in primary school have good enough Irish. They only go to the Gaeltacht to pass exams and get into depression. The love isn't there, says somebody else. And again, another detractor, but I give them credit for their texts. I'd sooner have mackerel in my cup of tea, says Jim, 54 in Dublin Rear. Jim, thank you for that idea. Micheál O'Neill, Law Director of Balliol Clia Le Gaeilge, Micheál Gormila Maggus, Fionnuala Jones, podcaster and broadcaster. Fionnuala, thank you very much as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.